I'm Eric Shidley, and this is the Colonial Physics Podcast for February 25th, 2007. It's Science Olympiad week, and the Plymouth White Marsh High School Science Olympiad team is going to the regional competition. And so this week we have a short podcast where I explain why different instruments sound differently when playing the same notes. One aspect of the Science Olympiad competition is the construction of musical instruments, where the competitors build two different musical instruments. One's a bass instrument, the other's a treble instrument. That is, they play music in different frequency range, one in a high range and one is a low range. And the instruments are meant to be built from scratch with no pre-manufactured musical instrument pieces involved. You can either make instruments that are traditional, which the students of the Plymouth White Marsh Science Olympiad team have done to create a guitar and a xylophone-like instrument. It's called a marimba. Or you could make more exotic instruments or an instrument of your own invention, something creative and new that nobody's ever seen before. No matter what kind of instrument you choose to make, making music involves producing sounds of particular frequency. The whole idea of pitch is that a sound wave that has a high frequency, that is the number of waves of sound per second that arrive at your ear, is a sound with a high pitch. A sound wave that has a low frequency is a low pitch sound, a bass sound. So in the case of PW Science Olympiad, our marimba is our high pitched instrument, and our guitar is our low pitched instrument, treble instrument, bass instrument. Now, despite the fact that one instrument plays higher than the other, they both play the same notes, particularly if they're playing the same musical piece that must be in the same key. And it's entirely possible that at any instant in the music, it may be called upon for them both to play the same note. Playing two instruments playing the same note implies that the two instruments are playing the same frequency of sound. Now, describing sound waves is really simple. There are only three aspects to it: the speed at which the sound waves travel, their frequency, and their wavelength. These are the only distinguishing characteristics between sound waves. Now, the speed of the sound waves, as they travel through the air to come to the listeners, the audience, as we're listening to the music, the speed of those sound waves through the air is set for all sound waves, regardless of frequency. So that's not different. If the speed of the sound waves has to be a constant for all sound waves that travel, then the only thing that you can really change about them is the frequency. But if two instruments play the same note, the marimba plays an A note, for example, and the bass guitar plays an A note, those two notes, to the listener, will be distinctly different. Any two identical notes played on different instruments are different. If they weren't, then there would only be one type of musical instrument. There would be no sense in making woodwinds or strings or percussion instruments because they would all sound exactly the same, but they don't. The question is why. I've encountered this question for myself in that I play guitar, and I play guitar essentially two different ways. One way of playing guitar is to use my fingers and simply pluck the strings, the way one might play a harp. And another way is to use a plectrum, otherwise known as a guitar pick, to pluck the strings when I'm playing. The frustration for me is that when I play with my guitar pick, everything's fine and my guitar sounds like a guitar exactly as it should, and I can go about creating some sort of a song. When I play with my fingers, however, the sound that the guitar makes is lower. That is, if I play with a guitar pick, my guitar is a high-pitched instrument, and if I play with my fingers, then my guitar is a low-pitched instrument. And yet, if I played the identical song both ways, it's still in key. That is, anybody who knows anything about music would tell you that the musical notes are appropriate and it sounds right. How can that be if all I have to do to get a sound of a particular pitch is to produce the frequency? So I've got two important questions here. One is, why do two musical instruments that are playing exactly the same note sound different? And two, why is it when I play my guitar, which is the same instrument with my fingers, I get a lower tone than when I play with my guitar pick? The answer to this comes in understanding how it is that instruments produce sound in the first place. Here's an opportunity for you to do your own home experiment. I think that many of us have had the experience of being outside in the summertime when we were kids, and the garden hose is laying nearby, and when you stretch out the garden hose all the way, it's possible, by taking the garden hose in your hand and snapping it rapidly vertically and then down again, to produce a kind of a hump that travels along the garden hose. Now, it's not the garden hose that's moving, but actually the hump, as successive sections of the garden hose force up and downward, causing the wave to travel along. It's perfectly appropriate to refer to that as a wave, because the snapping wave that you produce on a garden hose produces or is described by exactly the same kind of mathematics that governs the sound waves that we use to make music and bring it to our ears. So if I was to take a lighter string, and you can do this as an experiment, it's quite interesting, take a string and tie it off one end to a rigid support and hold the other end in your hand and begin to shake it up and down, causing it to vibrate. The string vibrates with a kind of natural frequency. There's a certain natural up and downness to it where the string makes an arc from your finger to the support point and you wiggle it up and down, and in the middle part of the string it moves quite a great deal. But where the string is attached to the support and where it's in your hand, it moves very little. It's true you have to wiggle your hand up and down to keep it moving, but try to minimize the wiggle of your hand and you'll see that you can make the string, particularly if the string is very elastic, you can make the string vibrate up and down quite well. That is the natural or fundamental frequency of vibration of the string. That frequency is the frequency of the sound that that string would make when vibrating. And you may say immediately, but I can't hear it. The reason why is that in order to make the string make a sound, it has to vibrate much, much faster than you can probably do with your hand. In fact, it would have to vibrate up and down 20 times a second. That is 20 vibrations per second, or what we call 20 hertz, is the lowest possible sound that anyone can hear. And in fact, if you're an older person, the range of sound that you can hear gets a little bit shorter. The fastest sound that you can hear is 20,000 hertz. And so every sound that you can hear is between that. We're all familiar with the idea that dogs can hear frequencies much, much higher than 20,000 hertz. So at any rate, I've got this string vibrating up and down, and that's all very interesting. What you want to do is the next stage of the experiment is to wiggle your hand much, much faster. When you wiggle it much, much faster, you'll find that you can produce a wave on the string that has two humps. Now, the two humps means that the wavelength of the wave on the string that you've produced has gotten shorter. But the speed of the waves on the string cannot change, because it turns out that the speed of the waves on the string depends only on the tension in the string, which we'll assume that you're keeping constant, and the mass per unit length of the string. That is how heavy the string is. If you don't change either of those things, and you start to vibrate the string faster in such a way that there are two humps, that has to represent a shorter wavelength for the waves on the string, and thus a higher frequency. So now the same string is vibrating with a higher frequency. Well, how much higher? It turns out that because of the fact that the string is still attached to the support and still held fixed in your hand at the same length, the only way that the string can vibrate this way is if the frequency is twice what it was before. That is, the frequency is doubled. I can continue to do this and vibrate my hand faster and faster and faster. You'll find at some point it becomes so vigorous that you may even hurt yourself trying to do it. But I can get the string to vibrate with three humps and four humps and five humps and six humps with the same tension and the same length. Each one is successively higher frequency, a doubling of the frequency every time. Now, this means that this string This one string can play many notes, doesn't it? Well, actually, no, because it turns out that a doubling of frequency represents an increase in frequency associated with one octave. So let's say you're vibrating the string in such a way that it's a C note, even though you can't hear it. Let's just say for the sake of argument that it's a C note, and it's vibrating with one hump. If you vibrate it faster so that it's two humps with the same tension and the same length of the string, the frequency that it vibrates with would also be a C. It would just be a C at higher frequency. This is called the second harmonic. One hump is the first harmonic, two humps is the second harmonic, and the third harmonic, fourth harmonic, fifth harmonic, and so on. So when I take the string of a guitar and I pluck it, that note that the string rings with is a note associated with the vibration of the string in many different ways that it can vibrate. When I pluck a string with my guitar pick, it not only vibrates with the first harmonic, but also with several other harmonics at the same time. It turns out that the higher the harmonic that I go to, the lower its amplitude, which essentially means its volume. So the higher and higher harmonics are quieter and quieter, so really only the first few actually matter. When I pluck my guitar string, it rings with a set of harmonics. Each one is the same note. For example, if I pluck my guitar with an A note, that guitar string has the same tension and the same length, but vibrates with a bunch of different frequencies, all of which are A. The first harmonic is an A at a particular frequency, 440 hertz, it turns out to be. The next A that that same string rings with at the same time is double that, 880. It's an A note, but it's an A note at a higher pitch, and so on and so on and so on. So this guitar is actually quite busy. When I play an A note, it's playing several A notes all at once. The combination of those A notes comes to my ear and gives me the impression of an A note. Now, there is a key on the piano, or in the case of Science Olympiad, there's a key on the marimba that is also an A at 440 hertz. When that key is struck by the mallet, it rings with an A of 440 hertz, and if I played it along with the guitar, it would sound pleasant. However, the marimba key also has higher harmonics associated with its vibration, and they also produce sounds of higher frequency, all of which are A's. So the string is vibrating, and the marimba is vibrating, and they're all producing an A. But they sound remarkably different. If we put a blindfold on you and played the A on the guitar and played the A on the marimba, you would easily tell the difference. They don't even sound remotely the same, and yet, as we've suggested, they have the same frequency. So why don't they sound exactly the same? The answer is that although they have the same frequency, they have a different recipe. The guitar string has a first harmonic, second harmonic, third harmonic, fourth harmonic, and so on. So does the marimba. But just because those frequencies exist does not mean that they necessarily ring out when you play it. It's possible that the guitar plays the first, the third, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the ninth, the tenth, some combination, a recipe of frequencies that go together. The marimba plays a different recipe, say the first, the second, the third, the fifth, the eighth, the ninth, the twelfth. Because they're different combinations of different frequencies in the same note, they have a different tonal quality to them. They have a different voice. Well, the next question is, what determines what harmonics will ring out on a given instrument when I pluck it or hit it with a mallet? What determines how the key vibrates or the string vibrates and which harmonics are allowed or not allowed? The answer is the construction of the instrument. The actual materials and shape of the guitar body determine which harmonics will ring in a given situation. In fact, guitar manufacturers put a lot of pride and craftsmanship into designing guitars that will ring with the right harmonics at the right volumes to produce a pleasing tone. A guitar that is cheaply made with poor materials and poor craftsmanship will generally have a random, arbitrary set of harmonics associated with it that are unpleasing. But when a craftsman gets to work on designing a guitar very carefully, they can design the geometry and materials in such a way to select which harmonics ring out and produce an instrument that has a very special and pleasing sound. Not only does it depend on how the instrument is constructed, but it also turns out to depend on how it is played. When I play my guitar and I use a guitar pick, the guitar pick induces a certain number and type and variety of harmonics in the guitar that is different than the number and variety of harmonics that are plucked when I use my thumb to play the guitar. It turns out that the guitar pick, because it strikes the string more sharply, induces in the guitar more higher harmonics, harmonics further up the collection of harmonics on the guitar string that I can choose from. Those higher harmonics have higher frequencies, and it makes the guitar sound as though, in general, it has a higher pitch. The guitar sounds as though it's playing a higher A. Still the same note, but it sounds generally higher in frequency. When I use my thumb, it induces more fundamental, lower harmonics. Those harmonics, in general, have a lower frequency, even though they're still an A. So the answer becomes, why do two instruments sound different? They sound different because they have different recipes of harmonics for the same note. What decides the harmonics? Well, it's not only the construction of the instrument and the materials and the geometry involved, but it's also how you play it.